All right, gang, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's 6 p.m. on the nose. Thank you all for being here. We need to do the reading of the agenda, as this is a formal study session. And if you don't mind, I need to declare the meeting is called to order at 6 p.m., so that shows up in the minutes. Please bear with me. I'm going to read the agenda item, as I've been trained to do. It took 25 years, but I think I've got it. 2026 General Plan Community Engagement Advisory Group. It's a joint study session with the following boards and commissions. It's Council, Board of Adjustment, Budget and Finance Commission, Historic Preservation Commission, Parks and Rec, Planning and Zoning, Stormwater, Water Utility, and the Youth Advisory Council. All right. We have commenced. We have one agenda item. Before that, I need to do a quick roll call, if you don't mind. I'm going to go rapid fire through just your last names, and please just say present, and that'll do. All right. Plago?
Present.
Thank you, Joanne. Moodhart?
Present.
Wood?
Present.
Sturman?
I'm here.
You are. All right. Ed Thomas. There's Ed.
Your drink, but here.
All right. Very good. Could you please keep an eye on Dan for me?
It's a lost cause.
Yes.
I defer to Matt.
We could try. All right. Yak. Yak. Kuster?
Online.
Online? Okay. Online. A Zoomer? Lotan?
Present.
Hey there. Brock? Lee? Online? Another Zoomer? Oh dear. Board of Adjustment?
Here.
Good, here. All right. All right. We'll work on the font today, all right? Affinati?
Here.
Where's Joe? All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Did I catch everybody that's on? Well, Councilman Bowen? Present. And I believe we have the mayor on Zoom. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right. All right. Welcome, Mayor. Appreciate you popping in on Zoom. All right. I'm going to read the agenda item. Again, please bear with me. Discussion only with Town Council, Board, and Commission members, Youth Advisory Council, and public attendees regarding the project identity, including the name of the upcoming general plan. And I wanted to emphasize, like we did with past meetings, that if you're not on a board and commission and you're here, you're welcome to participate. Please participate. The whole theme of the general plan is being inclusive. So don't hesitate to jump in the mix. All right, I'm going to go a bit through the agenda. So we've got quite a presentation set up this go-round. And here's the great news. There are no post-it notes involved with the meeting today whatsoever. I promise, no post-it notes. So and the intent is that this is the last meeting for the advisory. So you'll see the agenda is really geared again, just like the previous ones, toward getting ready for the general plan. What we're doing tonight and what we've been doing the last several meetings isn't about creating content for the general plan. It's really getting ready to get out there. And the idea is to get out there just right after the State of the Town address toward the end of this month. And that's when we're really going to be hitting the pavement to ask folks to tell us, what are the community values? What do you see as important? What do you want Oro Valley to be in the future? What do you want to keep the same as we go into the future? So, all right. So tonight's journey is about branding. Okay. It's about marketing. What is it can we do in terms of creating a brand a logo, a name, a tagline to draw people in to participate. That's the focus. And the number one thing, well, there are a lot of things I've learned along this journey because this marketing process is brand new to me. And I had no idea there were so many steps involved and how intense it is and how important it is to stay focused on the complete package that's being assembled. And we've got several pros tonight to walk us through that. So our own in-house pro, Misty Nowak, is going to walk us through some big picture considerations when you're thinking about putting together a brand and some examples of what the town has done successfully in the past. Really briefly, and then Jen Gordley, project principal for the Gordley team, is going to walk us through some of the do's and don'ts and some of the considerations that I know I never thought of when you're trying to dream up a brand. And then we're going to have the Gordley team walk us through and really remind us how we've used, with your help, reflecting your words and creating building blocks toward arriving at a name and a brand and a tagline. And what does that look like? And then Malini's going to walk us through a few questions to try to get your reaction and feedback. Because where we are right now in creating a brand is we'll hear from you tonight. We think we're pretty close. We're not going to walk out of here with this is it. We're going to walk out with a sense of, you know, did we get the direction right? And we're going to keep working on it, keep polishing it. And the idea is to ultimately unveil the final at the state of the town address. So we need your help tonight to really you know, reflect back on the work that's been done. All right. So in terms of some instructions, to the Zoomers on the call, I'm sure most of you are fairly familiar with Zoom, or you probably wouldn't have made it on the call tonight. But please be aware that there are certainly, look on your screen, whether it's the top or the bottom, there's a chat button. There's a raise your hand button. So when we get to the discussion phase of the meeting, please wear it out. Whether you're more comfortable writing in the chat or raise your hand and you know, share your thoughts with the group. So we definitely want to create discussion. And again, I'm going to live by that promise of no post-it notes tonight. All right, let's get to work. So, Misty, you want to take it from there?
Sure. Good evening. My name is Misty Nowak. I'm the Communications and Marketing Administrator for the town. I've been working with the town for 13 years, so I had the opportunity of being part of the last general plan and branding effort, which was with the Gordley team. I've done several other projects with the Gordley team for branding for the town, and then our internal communications division in the town manager's office also handles a lot of branding. And in those 13 years, one of the questions I've heard when we're doing a community-wide thing is, if you guys are going to hire a marketing firm, why are you even asking us what we think if they're going to do it? And that's a valid question. And so I want to help shed some light on that process. The marketing firm can't, and pardon me if I look at my notes, I'm going to keep it brief because there's a lot, but I want to make sure I'm hitting those key comments. Your input guides their process in a way that they couldn't by themselves. So your input shows us what kinds of images, words, descriptions feel authentic to the residents of this community. And your input also identifies the shared values and aspirations that are unique to this community. So the feel of a place can only come from the people who live here. They can't do that. We need the feel of the place from you. Who are we now? Who do we aspire to be? And that's why your input, those thoughts, the words, the colors, the images that feel right to you, that resonate with you, are critical building blocks. And so we take those building blocks, that information, and we turn it over to the experts. You tell us the feel. They figure out the function. What kind of a logo is going to be successful? And making sure that that logo that we land on is representative of the larger community. It may feel great to the 30 people in the room, but we serve a lot of folks across the demographic spectrum. So making sure that what we land on resonates on some level with everyone who lives here. Making sure that this logo lives beyond the current effort. We have this big public engagement push and then the ballot item, but we want this to remain relevant and meaningful for the long haul. This is a 10-year plan, and we would like that logo to be something that really means something for the long haul. And lastly, their knowledge of how is this image going to look in the digital space? How's it going to look wrapped around a coffee mug? How's it going to look on a T-shirt or a sign driving down the street? Keeping all of those things in mind so that the image we land on is functional and it works really well. So that covers all the things you see on the slide. But one more thing that I would add to this is that the final design needs to be simple enough so that it has a strong presence and leaves room for possibilities. And the best way to quickly explain this is think of it, if you're on the market for a house. You're looking at houses with your family. You step into, you look at a house, it looks perfect. You walk inside, it is decorated to the detail in a style that is not appealing to you. And right away, it makes it difficult to envision what life would be like for your family in that space, because it's overly detailed and it's not something that you connect with. So when we get overly detailed and literal with the logo, we run the chance of some people not feeling like they're part of that or not feeling like they can relate to that. So if you put your house on the market, you simplify, you pare it down so when that family walks in, they can envision a future for themselves. And we want to do the same thing with a logo that's it's meaningful, but it's simple enough that people can look at it and think beyond the moment. And I'll give you one quick example from the town, and that's on the next slide. We actually did this here for the town. This is our beloved seal we've had for more years than I know. And everyone knows this is Oro Valley Town Government. We're proud of it. We like putting it on our official documents. But in the past 5 to 10 years, we've found public feedback and kids that go to our parks and rec camps, our site selectors and tourism folks who are looking to hold bicycle events here. This is too governmenty, and it doesn't really draw in the creative mind. It doesn't leave room for these other events to envision themselves here. Whereas capitalizing on the OV, it's simple. It still pulls colors from the original. It's still attached to that pet name we all have for Oro Valley, which is OV, but it leaves room for possibility. Our kids can find connection to it. Out-of-town visitors can find connection. It looks better on a T-shirt. It looks better on a sign because it's simple. And so each of these has a valuable role depending on the placement, the audience, and the intended outcome. And so as we look at what Gourley's going to present, I just ask everyone to keep that in mind. And a sneak peek, I'm not going to steal Jan's thunder, but you'll notice when she shows you the draft of what we're presenting, there are going to be some similar elements that you may not have noticed if I hadn't pointed them out to you. But subconsciously, there would have been a familiarity. You'll notice there's a resemblance to some of these triangles around the outside of our seal. You'll notice a similarity with the spiral. You'll notice a similarity with the color palette. So that means even though this is a brand new logo, it immediately is going to have some familiarity and authenticity for folks, and it'll be easy to connect it with the town's general plan. So on that note, I will turn it over to the experts.
Thanks, Misty. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jan Gourley with Gourley Group. It's really great to be here this evening. Really appreciate the opportunity to be involved in this. Really appreciate working with the town. I have to share that we do some of our best work when we're working with the town, whether it's in community engagement or it's branding or communications or marketing, because they do adhere to best practices. That sets a very high bar for us, so we need to step up. We like that challenge. We like the opportunity. I have to say some of you probably know us and our engagement team, including Tom Baca, who's here with our community relations department and director. But we also have a really great team for visual expression and graphic design, and they're here, and they'll introduce themselves as we get to them. So they've done hundreds, worked under hundreds of brands and hundreds of different branding. So it's a very interesting, it's a very rigorous process, and it's great to be involved in it, and I particularly appreciate everybody's involvement in it. So we wanted to start, I'll just give some kind of basic do's and don'ts about the process so you kind of understand what's guiding us. So it needs to start by being authentic. Just like Misty said, this needs to be authentic to your community, your process. It's not about us. It's not about what we like. It's not about one individual's wish list. It's authentic to the community. That's important, and that means it's going to resonate with the community and more, be more effective. It needs to be very inviting. Yes, government stuff can be a little off-putting, a little too detailed, a little too information-heavy sometimes. And combined with that, there's so many messages competing that it needs to be very inviting and appealing. So being memorable, being recognizable, really kind of go together to really emphasize the importance of being clear. And I have to say your OV logo that Misty talked about is kind of the essence of that. Very clear, very modern, very clean, very relatable, and a great umbrella so that all the aspects of the community can fit under that. So that's what we have worked on and aspire to. So like Misty said, it's going to be everywhere. Lots of different mediums. They each have a little bit of restriction. Digital is different than a coffee cup, than printing on newsprint. So that in itself provides us with some constraints that we need to make sure we're designing to. And then it needs to make sure that we're focusing on all aspects of the brand package. A strong brand combines and works across all the different aspects of a brand. It's not just one thing. And that's a mistake that quite often people go, I want a brand, so it's a logo, right? No, it's so many more things than just a logo. So you're going to see the tip of the iceberg this evening. So just want to talk about a couple don'ts. Don't use jargon. Even though general plan is like plain English, what the heck is it? If you're a member, I'm getting some nods and laughs from some of you, so you kind of know, trying to explain what's a general plan. So that in itself isn't immediately clear, even though it's simple English in large part. We don't want to try to say everything in one element. That gets way too long and way too wordy. We need to go to the essence of the message and build on it. You're going to hear us talk a lot about building blocks because there's a lot of different aspects and a lot of different ways to communicate that all need to build together to build a strong brand. Next slide. Okay. So creating a cohesive branding package includes everything you're seeing here. It's the name, it's logo, it's a tagline, colors, fonts, graphics, pictures, and they all come together in a variety of different ways. It may be one thing, like on a mug, or it could be all the way to the other end of the spectrum, which is your entire general plan, huge document. It's going to include a lot of collateral, fact sheets, ads, displays, presentations. So a lot of different elements that need to be cohesive. So each time they're expressed, they're very consistent. So it's very important to keep your eye on the complete package, not to just get maybe preoccupied. I really like photos of saguaros, or, I really like this color palette. I got lots of clothes in that. So it needs to be completely, cohesive, and it needs to be about what is relevant to the community that you have told us about. So we have heard you, and you're going to hear some specifics about how we got the basis of your brand. So it needs to be understandable to a broad audience. We need to keep the entire community in mind, and that can be a bit of a challenge. That's why we like to see so many different people involved in the input. So I wanted to show a couple of examples of work that we've done in the past. Misty talked about that a little bit. So this shows your final general plan from 10 years ago. Your voice, our future. This was a huge document. It included so many different images, so many different descriptions. So it was huge, and it all came together at the end to express the brand and everything that had been heard across the community. Kind of on the other end of the spectrum, we worked with Oro Valley when it was looking for a tagline for It's in Our Nature, which is what we came up with. And we were tasked with speaking to different segments of the community or of the, you know, general public. So we needed to speak to, you know, residents, visitors, and businesses. So you can see here, there's your tagline, but it's supported by images that speak and appeal to families. We also had one that was supported by images that spoke to visitors. And the one on the end is a little bit more economic development and spoke to potential businesses with kind of a nod to the biotech industry, which was part of the target at that time. But the idea is they all have to come together and work. And you're going to see kind of the first building block of the brand this evening. So the next slide, I just wanted to talk a moment about your community engagement plan that we were really excited to work with you on and help come together. Community participation and ownership of the process is critical. That was the goal going into it. That was the goal coming out of it. But the principles of engagement are also a lot about the principles of the brand. So being inclusive and prioritizing the community input. Again, the brand has to speak to the community and be inclusive across all the very different members of your community. And again, this is yours, it's not ours, so it's inclusive of the community. It needs to be very effective and engaging. A lot of that is being relatable, people being able to relate to it, different people relating to it, and being very clear. Again, something like Misty talked about, the umbrella that a lot of different people can relate to. It needs to be fair and open, or also organized, efficient, timely. I think that speaks to our process. Our branding process follows that goal. Being fair and open, again, open to the general community, engaging of the general community, and very understandable and accessible, really important. If our communications, if our brand expression, verbally, visually, isn't understandable and accessible across the community, then we've not done our job. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to our creative director.
Hi, my name is Richie Rivera. I'm from Gordley Group. Thanks for having me back. I recognize some of your faces. I wish I were getting to present the creative. That's Heather. She's going to do the fun stuff. I got to do a little bit more of the not-so-fun stuff. It was fun. So just to reiterate, what Heather and I came back with our meeting on October 2nd was we came with some mood boards and kind of got your feedback on those three different mood boards. Prior to that, we had sent out a survey trying to get your feedback in terms of what the general plan and what Oro Valley means to you. I'm just going to go through these really briefly. When we did these survey, with the survey results we got was the core values here are family-friendly, community-oriented, safe, and the natural beauty, which is pretty standard, I would say. It's pretty obvious when you come up here that's... I was just telling the group, I went to Fry's and got a Starbucks before I came in. I think three people talked to me. I was like, this is crazy. They're just talking, just like, how's your day? And I was like, oh, it doesn't happen where I go to Fry's, so just letting you know. The branding, messaging, we just really want everyone to feel like they've been involved. That's really important as we've been discussing moving forward in the brand, that everyone has that ownership in it, that this is going to be a sustainable, economically stable, a place that people come to live, work, and play. So, next slide. From that, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. We had come back, and on October 2nd, we did an internal branding workshop, and we asked a couple questions. One of the questions were, out of the three, Some words that, what does community mean to you? These were the words that everyone came up with. These three are the ones that rose to the top: unity, together, and safety. And this is what you guys kind of came up with what represents community here in Oro Valley. Next slide. Next was progress. Again, a lot of great words. The ones that came up to the roast to the top: forward, development, future, and improvement, or improve. Next slide. Have you guys met Renee, by the way? She's new. She's the man in the computer back there. She's doing a great job. I just met her today, too. Key phrases, words for what does Oro Valley mean? It means home, community, and the beauty. All great. And then the last slide, I think, for mine, the core values. We did this exercise where we gave everyone a big sheet and we had them pick out 10 items, 10 words, and then we whittled it down to 5 words and then 3 words. All these words came up: family connection, adaptable, commitment, leadership, small town dependability. We whittled it down, and then the last 3 core values, which we added environment to the end because community and collaboration we felt was pretty succinct in itself. So we combined that. So we ended up with community, collaboration, accountability, and natural environment. And that's how we kind of went through going forward. Want to go to the next slide? This slide, I'm jumping all the way back to October 2nd again. Apologies, was the 3 mood boards that we came up with. The first one being kind of more of a conservative yet soft, professional look. This one in the middle, an energetic, illustrative look. And then this last one here, a bold and maybe a diverse look, some would say. All of them we got feedback from was that it must be authentic to Oro Valley residents, Oro Valley landmarks, clear and organized. Out of the 3, everyone seemed to lean into the middle one the most. These guys were a big help. And so that's the one that we kind of leaned into the most when we went back with our feedback. And so, are you ready, Heather?
You guys want a drum roll? Let's you do the drum roll.
I'm going to pass it off to Heather. Thank you very much.
All right. So, hi, everyone. Good to see you all again. Taking all that into account, taking all the feedback, one of the great feedbacks we had in that was like, we love the artistic feel, we love that, but we want it to be more representative of Oro Valley's art. We have lots of public art, we have lots of things that are just, we invest a lot into our community, we're really proud of that. So one of the things we did is we went on the digital tour and we looked around and we were driving around and saw that there was one common element. Do you want to hit play on that? Mosaics. So here we are, Oro Valley, Oro Valley, path forward. Can we go to the next slide? Oh, there we go. Oro Valley Path Forward, planning together for our future, is the brand we came up with the words that you all gave us. The mosaic, we found a lot of inspiration in the mosaic because a mosaic is the idea of taking many pieces and bringing them together and making one. This is all the ideas, the people, your wishes, your values coming together into one cohesive piece. We turned it into a sun for several reasons. Suns are symbolic as a navigational tool, as a direction forward, as a way to guide our intentions, our desires, what we want to do with ourselves, and it's a path forward. The spiral comes from much of Oro Valley's branding. We noticed, once again, going through the tour, we saw it obviously in your town seal, but we also saw it in the petroglyphs at Naraha, and we found that that was very authentic to how you communicate in the visuals of your town. We made that spiral the path. As all these little pieces come together, They are making the path, the plan, the direction for the town to move forward. We took some took your comments on, we like this illustrative feel, but it's maybe a little too nature. We need people. We like that about the bold and diverse one. We liked the people. So we've added some illustrations of people walking their dogs, cycling. Obviously, Crush Ridge, we tried to make it a little more authentic. Something you'll notice here is how it's used consistently. You know, it's used, there's different applications. Yes, there's a centered. Yes, there's a horizontal. But it's still recognizable as the same mark. You see it, you know, in blue. You see it on white over the blue. And you can see how it works on water bottles, coffee mugs. You could see it as a social media ad. You could see it as in, you know, the banners and booths, signage and things like that, flyers. And so this is how it could spread across and have the legs to really be a full brand. Do we want to go to the next slide? So here we just wanted to kind of give you an idea where you can see how we took your power words and turned them into the brand. We got together, community, connection, that's all the mosaics coming together into one piece. Circles are a common iconography that we all think about when we think of community, when we think of togetherness, when we think of keeping things whole. Obviously, the nature stuff, it's a sun. We've got the nature in our illustrations and the imagery and how we bring that all together. Authentic, we looked into what are real some things that Oro Valley takes pride in that you find here that are true to your surroundings and the community you've built. Hope you think it's pretty. and accountability. This was a tricky one. How do we put accountability in all these things? And that was about the sturdiness and the consistency. And we really felt that the path was a part that we're joining you. We're taking accountability for this journey. So with that, I believe we're going to turn it over to the questions and discussion, unless you guys want me to continue to talk.
So we're going to go through a discussion with everybody. I'm going to pose some questions, but I want to really hear your feedback. And again, we are still going to be fine-tuning it, so we definitely want to get your feedback, though, on the entire brand. So I am going to ask Renee if she'll go back 2 slides so we can have it up on the screen. Thank you. So first, just with a raise of hands, let's I want to know, how does the branding make you feel? When you look at this as a complete package, the logo, the name, the tagline, the imagery, what words come to mind? You feel this.
So, Melina, I'll start. I mean, you pointed out that it's kind of presented as a sun, but I'll tell you, maybe it's my technical background and aviation background, but I saw it not just as a sun, but more as much as a compass point. And it's the direction element that's embedded within the overall plan as well.
Great. Direction.
I see a snake.
A snake. Yeah.
Which kind of freaks me out. I'm glad you said mosaic because that's not where my head went.
Okay.
But that's just me.
But that is a good point because that snake, and then, you know, the Western Diamondback, that's part of our culture and our nature, too.
They're not allowed in our HOA.
Do they follow that rule?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we adopt that rule?
We're enforcing that. That's great.
Only because they don't pay dues, right?
I want to know how you find them.
Other thoughts? How it makes you feel? Yeah, Dan.
One of the things I've learned through our newsletter up at Rancho Vistoso is that you have to be conscious of the font size mm-hmm. because of the people that have vision issues. And I see a lot of that lines of words and so forth, and I don't know if they could see it. So I'm kind of concerned of, you know, you're trying to convey a message along with the path forward, but there's just too much expressing of what you're trying to do in a small font. Now, that's my feeling about it. But
yeah. May I ask a couple follow-up questions? And please, Gourley Group, do too.
Sure.
In terms of the font and the sizing, are you thinking more on that far end with, like, the tagline and everything? It's hard to – you see the path forward, it shoots out at you, but the other ones are lost.
Well, there's some writing below path forward.
Yeah.
Okay. And it appears it's too small.
Okay.
And I don't know how people are going to grasp it.
Yeah.
Path forward, I think, is excellent. Yeah. And it was mentioned about the symbol. I didn't sense the snake, but I know that's an Indian image that you'll see on all types of petroglyphs.
Yeah.
So I personally like it. But
yeah.
I think there must be aware of font size.
Sure. Being aware of font size, that makes sense.
Or maybe to Diane's point, maybe it's not font size, but the boldness of the print. If it's maybe it's too faint in that, if it's a little bolder and would pop it again more against the background.
Reverse type is a lot easier to read. Path forward,
yeah.
Reverse type, and that's a lot easier to read than this. The other words don't have enough contrast for the background.
They're a little more grayscale.
And that's the thing we can definitely tweak. Is there an online comment?
There's an online hand raised.
If we can get them unmuted. If you'll say your name before you speak, we would appreciate it.
Joe Winfield.
Got it.
Who?
So Mayor Minto.
Thanks. I like the use of mosaic. What it reminds me of is some of the recent youth art projects on Tangerine and on La Cañada. I think it ties nicely with some of the art. I like the word path, and I think that fits nicely and is certainly representative of a lot of things in our community. I'm not crazy about the mountain illustration, so it looks – so I don't know if that's just – representative, or if that were a final graphic, I would prefer to see something else. I like it. I think it speaks positively. It draws me in. I want to be a part of it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll second Mayor Winfield's comment. I think that push ridge, I see where you were going. Maybe a little too artistic of a representation. Maybe something that's a little more recognizable to the community would be good.
Do we all agree, though, that the mountains are a good landmark to use? We can work on what they look like, but
just doesn't look like
is a good identifier, I should say, for
more like clouds and, you know, sunrise or sunset kind of thing instead of a...
Okay.
And the only other thing, and I spent 15 years in Kansas, so it's not my fault. That looks like the yellow brick road when I first saw it.
Well, that's not a bad thing, because that's a journey.
That was quite the journey, yeah. So
I like I like the path forward. Like, it speaks to, like, the future. Like, where are we going from here?
Another online person, and then we'll come over to you. And again, if you'll state your name before your comment. You may have to unmute on your end. You'll need to look for the little microphone icon.
I unmuted her. She should begin to speak. Her name is Sylvia.
So Sylvia, I think we'll be able to hear you.
Oh, she just muted herself.
Yep. Because, conflicting directions. That's what it always is. Okay, Sylvia, we'll give you a moment, but Maya?
I like the concept of the mosaic and the sun because the tiny pieces, it makes you feel like we're all pieces of a community. And then the spiraling, to make it into a circle, it's like we all come together as one. So I think it's a really good visual representation of Oro Valley. And I also think that the sun is a good element because we're in Arizona. You know, the sun is pretty much present in our everyday lives. So the fusion of those two together, it really embodies what Oro Valley stands for.
I like that, Maya. I think that implies a journey. And we're not at a destination. We're going towards something in the future.
It's like progress, too.
So, Sylvia, do you want to try again? Oh, it's
brilliant.
Yeah, we can hear
you. Is my audio working better now?
Yes, thank you.
All right, perfect. Sorry about that. So, my name is Sylvia Russell, and I'm a member of the Youth Advisory Council for Oro Valley. I really like the color palette and the mosaic design of the sun, because I think it's just like very representative of Tucson as a whole, especially the turquoise. I was going to add on to the like fact that the illustration kind of comes off as like, I think it's like a very like path forward is like a very like solid like statement, and I think the logo should mirror that.
Do you feel the logo does? Sorry, maybe I want to make sure.
The logo does.
Got it.
The illustration, I'm sorry. On the banner.
Yes, the middle one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you. And then Faith, and then Kenna, and then Joe.
Adding on to what Amiya said, I like that it took a very broad element of the sun, which I think is very Arizonan, and then it made it its own. So it's like distinguishing itself as, yes, Arizonan, but as its own community, very artistic, as we see with the mosaic. And I, again, like the pieces and the color scheme.
Looking at everything on the board, it's very cohesive, and it's like subtly unique to Oro Valley, which I like. And we were talking about it last time, the quote-unquote T-shirt test. I could definitely see the logo on a T-shirt, and although I may not know it's Oro Valley right away, I can see that. And it feels new, but not jarring. And that's what I like.
Joe, did you with?
Yeah, so, I also like the colors. It's Southwest. Feels very Southwest. What is that animal in the middle there?
It's a javelina.
Okay, I can't see because of my...
And mind you, something like that is, like, you know, 6 feet tall. So, like, you know, when we talk about, like, the type on there, this is, you know.
You know, I love the animals out here. So, and it looks like a scorpion to me.
It'll be bigger.
It's really interesting.
What a good scorpion.
We had when we drove up today, there was a pack of javelina blocking the parking lot. It's kind of funny. I just thought it was... apropos.
They're pretty territorial here.
Yeah.
They were actually over by the chambers when we walked up.
Yeah. And then, Renee, I think we have another person.
Yeah. For Joyce.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I love it. I like the mosaic sun and the path forward. I do think, and I agree with the gentleman that mentioned the font size, because I am one of those aging folks that I would really love to see the font size a little bit larger. And what's going through my mind is, this is a 10-year plan. How well will this current design hold up in 10 years? Because I know what we've got now looks aged to me. And this feels very... just what's popular now, but in 5 years, in 10 years, when we're getting ready to go through this process, will this hold up? And that's the question that's in my mind, the mosaic and the colors, because I'm sure things will have changed by then. And I'd like to see something with a color palette that, yes, means that's going to be very futuristic for us too.
Always have snakes.
Sure. Yeah, I'll respond to that. That's. I think what we have here, it does nod to a timeless look. Just because what we were trying to get across was the elements of Oro Valley, of the Sonoran Desert, I can see, you know, the branding process is a bit organic. So in 10 years, I could see some updates happening to it, whether or not that the color palette gets slightly modified. Maybe those mosaics can change some color in there, whatnot. But overall, I feel like the sun is a very iconic and simplified mark. As you can see on the water bottles, it just kind of screams that consistency, that simplicity, and it's very identifiable, which kind of leads into that timelessness. But yes, I hope that helps a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
We'll go. Let me, George.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the logo itself is really good. I like the mosaic and the tileation. I think that's just super representative, and I don't think that's something that wouldn't stand the test of time. So I think Ore Valley will always be something like that. But for me, I just think that maybe the shade of blue should be a little bit lighter, just because I think from a distance, the contrast, especially, I think it was like on that flyer and then on the water bottle, it just doesn't, it's a little bit hard to see exactly what the logo is from there. But I don't know if that's like the final color that you've chosen. So like if, but yeah, just in my take, okay. I think maybe it's slightly lighter.
Definitely.
No, definitely. Yeah, we're going to have to address some of the font size issues, color palettes. Like I said, those are things that this is just a kind of a general agreement that this is the right direction. And then we're going to kind of tweak and kind of refine. But yes, readability is going to be key in any communication. So,
and again, we're going to be using these aspects on multiple branding efforts. So not just print, but also those banner standards that are, I would say, taller than me, but I can't reach, so it'd have to be at least as tall as me. They're pretty big, though. So it is, to your point, using varieties to make sure it works for whatever platform it's on. And then Ed?
Yeah, I was just going to say, go back to your points about the colors on the logo. I mean, we're in Oro Valley, which in English translates to Gold Valley. So what that strikes me is it carries that overarching theme of the name of the town to begin with. So it brings that golden tone and the desert hues into play and carries that forward as our legacy.
And we'll go back there first.
I like pretty much everything about it. A little bit, sort of feels a little bit classy, very simple image. One thing I like about the path forward is it does say a plan, but it also gets me, for someone who hasn't really been involved with this, it gets me curious. What is path forward? We want input from people. What do you mean path forward? That suggests some change, and we want people to have input and to know that that's what this is about. It's about defining that path forward. I did have one question. Talking about branding lasting, isn't this a 3-year project, or is this branding for more than the general plan?
So the process is 3 years, but the plan itself, if ratified by the voters in 2026, is a 10-year plan.
But the branding, is it going to be used for something beyond?
It will be on the plan itself. So,
okay.
Yep. So the digital document.
But it's not like we're going.
Yeah.
We're not rebranding all the towns.
No.
Identifications.
No. Okay. And I apologize if I mispronounced your name earlier, but
This is minor, but I just have a question. So on that blue flyer, is path capitalized on purpose? Is that a branding technique or?
I did do it on purpose. That's something that we will define in the nitty gritties and how it gets used. Yeah, it is kind of sometimes common to capitalize the name, or if you're trying to make something, you know, maybe italicize, you know. So that is something that was an intentional choice. Will we intentionally choose to do that in the long run? I don't know. Maybe.
It's kind of like a proper noun. It's a name.
Yep.
So it's being used as a name there, but it could also be used just as the general reference to a path. So, yeah, it's to be decided.
All right. And sorry, Dan.
When you have the image of the bicyclist and the javelina, the Sorrero looks really artificial. Yeah, that's the typical photograph. What I was thinking of is, yes, you could add one stem of the Sorrero, but over on the other side, you need some Ocotillo.
Sure.
Now, it's it's just very effective, you know, to show it. But now, what is the green below the mountain scene? Is that
it's just supposed to be kind of abstract green, lush.
Abstract green.
too abstract?
Well, I think it's really not, you know, what I call the desert. I just think you should have some more in the distance show small plant, you know, with the brown in it. I fully agree with the mayor. Man, that mountain called Push Ridge doesn't, and it looks like a dog sitting down, laying down or something. With a forehead. So.
Or maybe a fist. I mean, you know, see three knuckles there.
Maybe a fist.
Going forward, I think what we're going to do is we'll tweak these, but then we're also kind of cashing in these ideas for future illustrations, whether if it's talking about water usage, traffic, entertainment, anything like that, that we can kind of glean from these and create an illustration for it. When we presented the mood boards, sometimes what we like to do is go into these illustrative ways, because rather than having to do a verbatim, I need to go out and shoot this as a photo, we can create it ourselves and we don't have to worry about the right light, you know, rain, shine. The other thing too is, like, to Misty's point about having somebody interpret it on their own. So if we just show you a photograph, it is beautiful. However, it kind of sucks a little bit of that imagination out. And so that's kind of where we're going for it a little bit. So, but yes, we'll take those into consideration. And then, yeah, we're just going to try to create a bit more. So we can do an Ocotillo, maybe some more landscape, but then also break it out into the different areas of the general plan itself.
Thank you.
So I do want to say, yeah, like, what Richie was saying, you know, to kind of bring us back up to, like, the whole package and how the elements work together. I mean, the individual, what type of cactus, the peaks, we'll definitely be looking into and refining. And this might be one of, I'm going to say 100 images, but they would probably, like, we need, that's not in our budget. But this is one of many images. So there might be some with more pedestrians, or, you know, the barrow cactus. So it's just to kind of give the illustration of what we're shooting after. So on that, let me go to the online person, and then I'll pose the next question for you folks.
Hi, this is Sylvia again.
Hi.
This is just like a creative, like, kind of comment. But I feel like it'd be really cool if, because Gila monsters are, like, also, like, a very unique desert animal, if they could, like, swirl a Gila monster as the mosaic, I don't know. That's just kind of something I thought of, but I understand if it's not something that people are, like, crazy about.
I have Gila monster on the list, so.
Gecko.
It was on the illustration list.
Oh, cool.
Jaden?
Oh, yeah, because when Sylvia brought up Gila Monster, so the mural that the youth group made, it, like, glows in the dark, so I feel like if we had, like, a huge banner, it'd be really cool if it, like, glowed in the dark. Like, maybe it goes from a sun to, like, a crescent moon, because I feel like we're a valley, like, we're known for the sun, but also, like, the night view. So I think that'd be really unique. And, yeah.
So overall, I just want to ask, do you feel that all the elements work together? Because remember, we're looking at the whole branding package. So, you know, the illustration changing that for a banner is one thing. But once we start picking out different pieces, it will break down. And so, overall, do you feel thumbs up?
Yes.
Feels that they work together?
Yes.
You're getting the idea? Okay. My last question you guys already kind of answered, because it's very similar to my first question. And that is, think about yourself, though. If you're out, you're a volunteer, you're sitting at a booth, you have your 5'3" banner behind you, you have things on a table, you have stickers, Dan, magnets, getting the magnets, out on a table, you're trying to get people to come up to you. Do you think this is inviting?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And this will draw people to your table, all ages.
Yeah.
Yes.
The color palette, the illustrations in general, the theme, all of that plays for that.
All right. Well, I think that my discussion part is done. So if we can go to the last slide. Let me first say I want to thank all of you. I hope you see all of your work in doing a survey and coming to that first meeting on the 28th and providing input got us here. We could have gotten that without you. Because you, again, like Misty said, you know your community. You know what it feels like. So right now, though, I'm going to ask, as excited as you may be, to keep this to yourself. Because we are going to do, this is not finalized. We wanted to make sure we are heading the right direction, so there might be some tweaks along the way. No major changes, though. So I want to assure you of that. But a big announcement to the community, we are going to have the mayor do it during State of the Town. And after that, you will start seeing signs popping up. You will start seeing, the website will be live. You will start seeing multiple opportunities to not only provide your own feedback and input and participate online or in person, but also we would appreciate if you'd help spread the word, help encourage your fellow board and commission members, and encourage your neighbors, your HOA boards, even the Diamondbacks. No, I'm just kidding. Whatever you can to get the word out. We're also going to be looking for volunteers to help. So if you have an HOA board member, you're there helping to gather feedback from folks. If you're in any other types of groups with your schools, they last time didn't want us in the schools, understandably, safety. So we're going to be relying on you all to help spread the word to your fellow classmates and your clubs at schools. So that is coming. But for now, if you'll keep this close to the vest until after next Wednesday, and then you'll see it all in the community, and then you can tell people, I did that. So you'll have street cred. And if there's...
And we've told people that we've already signed you up as ambassadors and volunteers.
Oh, you guys knew you sold your soul like 3 months ago. We've talked about that. Yes.
Well, to that point, Millie, you mentioned about HOAs and so on. From CPV, I do a monthly stroke quarterly newsletter. So when the time comes, whatever information you want to put out there and share, I'm happy to put that embedded in the CPV newsletter as well.
No, we appreciate that.
Center Point Vistoso.
Messaging you can have, and I know, Dan, you've been super helpful with the Rancho Vistoso newsletter, always getting our information out there.
Thank you.
Yes, any assistance? Because this won't be successful if the whole community is not involved. And it won't be actionable. That's the biggest thing. We want to make sure that over the next 10 years, we're actually implementing things to make the community's vision what it wants to be. So if we don't have the community, we don't know what to do.
So to that point, I've talked a lot, but I want to make a comment, and that is I want to thank and set time. I'm impressed. The number of Oro Valley youth that have been involved in this and that are here tonight, that's not something you might see elsewhere. So I'm really impressed, and thank you guys for your efforts on this.
And ladies.
That was a generic, but yes, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you for that.
Somebody comes up to you at a restaurant and says, hey, gals, what can I get you? So after the State of the Town little tweaks, this will be a thing. Mm-hmm. So we will be able to do it after the State of Town in HOA newsletters, put it out at Steampunk Ranch when the Historical Society is at the Push House.
Yeah. You will start seeing it pop up everywhere, and then whatever help you can do to spread the word. So after the State of the Town, that's when we'll be going to be doing a fuller actual rollout of everything.
And I wanted to just also accentuate how important it is to have your participation. Because we're going to be actively knocking on your doors,
not literally, but to
become ambassadors.
Okay, we need folks to be at the farmer's market. We need folks to go to the Historic Society meeting. We need folks to get out there to go to the Chamber of Commerce meeting. And I think it's so much more impactful when residents are out there talking to folks and asking for their input, a lot more powerful than staff doing it. I think that sends a real core message here that this is by the residents and for the residents. Mm-hmm. To have resident ambassadors out there. So we are going to go through a process of recruiting folks, you know, who can dedicate the time. We're so appreciative of the time you've already dedicated. But board, commission members,
public attendees.
Looking for other folks, you know, at your schools, different areas. And that's how we reach people, getting out to them rather than asking them to come to us. And we need the plan needs your help. So that's the pitch. So we're not done with you yet, I hope. We need you. Yep. We need you.
And before I adjourn, I do want to just make a quick announcement. These glasses and this new notebook were left here last time. So if they're yours, they're going to be at the table before you walk out. You got them, of course. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 7 o'clock. So,
good job.
Thank you all.
Great job. Good job.
I just want to say thank you guys for coming out.